Okay, I apologize. I have forgotten to press the record button. Okay. So the council is here, including Babaji. And all of the saints and gurus, including Yogi Bhajan and Guru Ram Dass, and they are saying to keep us as one. Keep us as one of one mind, of one heart. He says, know yourselves as a whole mechanism of light. Know yourselves as the greatest heart of light. Know that you spread the light. Please keep up your long, deep breath. He's asking you to affect yourselves and allow yourselves to be who you are. That's it. Keep opening. Allow your hearts to be full. He says, don't keep anything back from your own heart. He says, keep it open, keep it moving. He says, let the light shine from any spot that you may even think that you don't even know about, that you're not even aware of. Opening and opening. He says, now understand that humanity is of all one creation. Humanity is made of brilliant light, but of course many people don't know, don't understand that they are the crystalline form of pure light that is above and beyond your visual light. He says, you are the consciousness, you are the creators, you are the knowers. And he says, in your collective soul, in your oneness, he says, you can be sure that all of that is known. And he says, that is why you move with his gift of creation, you move with his gift of evolution. That is why nobody, he says, it seems as though nobody can escape this evolution to the Aquarian Age, but in fact, everybody is causing this evolution to the Aquarian Age. He says, you're not victims. You're not victims, all of you. It doesn't matter who you are, if you are the brightest angel, he says, or if you are the nastiest murderer. It doesn't matter. You are all of one voice, of one mind, of one being. And that being, of course, is what you call the G-O-D, the God. He says, but you are all of that one. And that God is expressing itself in every way possible. And it is that consciousness that moves us to evolution. So the choice of each human is to stand back, to not recognize, or to be at a point of evolution where you can't recognize yet, or to move forward with full recognition. So let's see what happens when we move forward with, oh, he says, this is how you fully recognize. You fully recognize with your heart. He says, yes, your mind is involved to some extent, but in fact, it is your heart that fully recognizes this light. So if you are using your mind just to recognize, then that is what we call lip service. He says that is what rituals have done over and over through the ages. He says, but we have had enough. Haven't we had enough of that? Haven't we come to the point where it is the connection of heart that is important? That we recognize that the heart is...
Okay.
Hello?
Right.
Hello? Hello? If you're having another conversation, please press star 6 to mute yourself.
Judy Guillen?
Yeah?
This is Ranjit, and I'm so sorry to interrupt, and I hope you can forgive me, but somebody is not leaving me alone. I have to sing you happy birthday. I hope you won't think that's irreverent or anything, but they just keep bothering me, so I feel like I have to sing it to you. Is that okay?
God bless you, dear.
So, will anybody else join me? I just feel so compelled to do it. You're just such pure light and pure love, and I'm just so feeling so overwhelmed with love for you today on your day, and thanking God that you were born today.
Oh,
and,
God bless you, dear.
And God bless you, and I'd like to sing, and I hope everybody will join me. Happy
birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Cha cha cha.
Oh, thank you so much, dear.
You light up my life.
God bless you.
God bless you.
As all of you do mine, I really appreciate that. Mm. And I appreciate the guys.
I couldn't concentrate. I'm like, stop it. Let me do it later.
Okay. Well, thank you. I can't tell you. It's kind of overwhelming. To be greeted with so much love is just, it really is touching me very, very deeply.
Mm.
And I hope I can continue here. Now they say don't do that. Okay, we're just going to have a little love fest here. Everybody for everybody, okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
Just do heart breath. We're just going to do heart breath and love each other. What more could be done? Okay, so what they're saying is, okay, so each person, just listen deeply now. And each person, you listen very carefully and just feel the love in your heart. And each person is going to listen and express the love that they are hearing, feeling, seeing, okay? This is not, and please don't center it. I know you're very, very kind, but just don't center it on me, okay? Center it on whatever comes up for you, okay? Okay, so who would like to be first? Ranjit?
Yes, Siti Gyan?
Yeah, would you like to be first?
Okay, well, it's kind of tough because I'm very centered on you. My heart is just it's burning with love in a good way. It's a burning kind of a feeling and expansiveness and very, very aware of it and just feeling very grateful and very alive and present to everybody on this line and very very connected to everybody's heart today, more than I think I ever have before. And it's just a beautiful, very deep, but a very nice settling feeling, you know, where I feel comfortable and it's, you know, it's homey and comfortable and yet there's that burning love. It's like I'm in love with everybody, and yet it's a real deep love. It's like infatuation and love with at all of its levels all at one time.
Oh, how very precious!
Thank you.
And who else? Who's next? Guru Ravi?
Yes, it was as soon as you said to go into your heart center and feel what that felt like, it was a huge amethyst point crystal growing from the solar plexus right into the heart center.
Oh my goodness.
And it felt very, very intense, very beautiful, crystalline love.
How precious. Okay, keep doing this heart breath, folks, as we listen. Thank you very much, dear.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I'm kind of having a difficult time too.
What's happening?
I don't know, I'm just emotional over the place.
Oh, okay. Well, let's send heart breath to Sadanam.
I got a picture of you, and you were very glowing.
Oh. God bless you, dear.
And also my grandmother showed up, like always.
Aww.
When I think about you, so.
How precious. Listen, are you glowing in that picture as well?
I pretty much just was looking in the distance and
okay.
Not present here.
Can you put yourself in the picture too? Are you there with us?
Yes.
All righty. Are you glowing too?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, dear. God bless you. And who else can share their feeling in their heart?
This is Gurama.
Yes, hi, dear.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You know, it reminded me last week when I watched Oprah and the way her face is during the last week when she was like a reflective pond, kind of where you could feel everything she was feeling, which was, you know, extreme humble. She felt so humbled and grateful, and, you know, the outpouring of the love.
Yeah.
And but you can feel that. I guess that's why you feel emotional watching someone receive the love, because we feel like we're not at that level, but the fact is that we are all at that level. So let's go back. So that's why we're all moved when someone else is moved, because it affects us all.
God bless you. We are all of one heart and of one mind. Thank you so much, dear. God bless you. Anybody else?
Did it again?
Yes.
Oh, this is Rahmane.
Hi, dear.
Hi. The Aramaic mantra that I'm working with this week is love one another as I am loving you.
Oh, my goodness.
And in Aramaic, Det habun had lehad aikana de'ena acheb hakum.
Oh, what a lovely melody.
And so it reminds me to open to the infinite love of the I Am presence of Yeshua, of Baba Siddhi Chand, of all the gurus. And as part of my Tree of Life meditation, there's a focus on the so-called the choirs of angels, which is the council. You know, the... There was a certain word I'm looking for. Well, I'm forgetting it right now, but the choirs of angels, the collective embodiment of that infinite love that comes through these various channels. And in that mantra, the love one another, it's almost like one-to-one in that grammatically loving the other is saying oneness, oneness.
Oh,
so
how precious. It is.
So
that's
much,
the truth.
Yeah. Mm.
That's very much the truth.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, dear. Who else would like to share?
This is Sadhana Kaur.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. I had a brief, intense moment of care of my resistance.
To what?
Which happened really fast, of opening my heart.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was, and then it moved quickly to this gigantic ball of luminous light that I was tossing around like a pizza in the air and just like having a blast, just moving it. And then it went into, I had a sense of like a vertical river, like, and each, it was like plants circulatory system.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this river that was going into all of the sprouts and into each of their, wherever they were choosing to grow.
Mm.
And that was really phenomenal to see.
How lovely. What does that mean to you, going into all the sprouts, wherever they choose to grow?
It means, oh boy, gosh, it means allowing that it's happening and just to flow where it goes, and still know it's going vertical at the same time.
Mm. So is a river going from down to up, up to down?
In this, it was only going up.
Ah. How lovely. Well, what fun. I'm glad you moved through the terror to find that.
Yes. Oh, boy, I didn't have a choice. I think I got...
Well, you've already made the agreement.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who else?
This is Honey Munder.
Hi, Honey Munder.
Yeah, I'm experiencing just a very deep calmness, very soft, very subtle, and radiating is too strong a word even. As it goes out. But I also thought of my goddaughter, Christy Anungukwe, who lost her fiancé very recently, and she's having a hard time struggling with staying with life. So if we could include her in our heart breath.
Yeah, let's do that now. Everybody, and you're very special. You're seeing how gorgeous your hearts are. These are your instruments. This is, it's more than your instrument. It's who you are. And as you do the heart breath, just feel her life. Just feel her life and send her the love. because she's needed here. Good. And now allow that to continue. Thank you. And by the way, they're telling me that we will be doing this for many people in the future. That is part of the work of all of you, of light workers. That people would just assume move on. But to send the precious gift of your heart to people so that they may feel, magnetized to being here and to continuing to expand here at this very special time. Thank you. Now, who else? So continue the heart breath, please. Continue the heart breath. And Baba Sidichand is saying, there's no way you can measure the preciousness that moves through your own being, through your own heart, through your own kindness. There's no way you can measure it. He says the only thing you can do is to sort of swim in it, enjoy it, and love and enjoy that presence in others. Feel that presence in others. Right now, just feel that presence in our combined group, in our combined journey. Feel that presence of who you are, of who your heart is, and who we are as one heart. Just feel that one heart. Use your heart breath. Good. And now continue and bring in your own circle of, each one, bring in their own circle of friends and family. So that we, as is, we're going to just call it a core light group, have expanded exponentially. Please bring everybody in. Continue your heart breath. Okay, and let everyone's pains melt in this combined heart breath. And let their joys rise in this heart breath. Yours and theirs. Allow it to grow. Allow it to grow. Allow it to grow in its oneness. And it's kind of like when you have, you know, a pot that has stuff cooked on it, and you put water in it, and you put soap in it, and you let it soak so that it can all come clean. That's what's happening now. Open it. Good. And now let this beautiful light, let it just expand. We're going to go for the whole earth. Let it expand over the whole earth. Good. And do you feel the heart of earth now? Feel the heart of earth now. Good. And inhale. And exhale. And he says, this is who you are. Never shortchange yourself. Never. Never. He says, I know we have the habit. He says, I know that you have the habit of going back into personal difficulty, of personal short-sightedness, of overcoming the obstacles and so on. He says, but understand who you really are. Understand that. Understand who you are, not only in your own precious heart. He says, but understand who you are as the joined heart. Understand who you are as the joined heart. And he's saying that we needed somebody to give this message. And that's why they that's why they booted me into the arena. Okay. So that we could join. It's just someone to give the message. Feel the blessing and know who you are and know that is your pleasure, your joy, your destiny, your eminence. To lift that and to spread that. And now they're saying Aho, which is Native American. It is done. They're saying Amen. They're saying Satnam. And they are saying all blessings. And all love. And so now they're saying that there are one or two people who need to make, who need to share their experience of that oneness. One or two people. Even if you've spoken before. Who can do that?
Hargo Ben.
Yes, Hargo Ben.
Yeah, happy birthday again.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. This is an amazingly happy birthday.
Oh, it's cool. I was singing happy birthday, but my phone was muted. That's why you didn't hear me.
Oh. We felt you.
Yeah, but for me, I was just really peaceful, too, through the whole thing. I just felt a real deep peace. And also, we haven't had any rain here in a long time, and it just barely started to drizzle a little bit this morning. But since the teletalk has been on, there's been rain the whole time.
Really?
So
is that what I hear in the background?
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 'cause I'm out in it. It hasn't rained here in about 4 months. And we
oh
have
my
fires,
God.
Too, just like, you know, Guru Ravi Kaur is the same thing. All the fires in Texas, but I know it's not, you know, as bad here, but it started getting really bad here with the smoke, and so that's really cleaned the smoke out of the air, and it's just beautiful. And I feel like that's, you know, that's your, it's your birthday, but you gave me a present.
Oh,
and
my God.
And as a Kundalini yogi, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give treats on your birthday to other people.
That makes
so
me
thank
so
you for
happy.
That.
we'll thank the whole council there. Oh, that makes me so happy. We've been having the same drought, and water makes me happy. I'm so glad to hear it, that you have it there. And to hear it falling, yum.
Yeah, I hope you get some soon.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, now who else? Just one more. Okay. So, we will, how can I say, it's not ending or, we will move on now. That's the way to say it. We will move on now. And total gratitude for these wonderful, wonderful beings who are inspiring us and giving us the message, giving us the lead, giving us the apparatus. He says, of course, your energetic apparatus is being developed. He says that is certainly something that we do on these calls. And when we join the energy together, he says also there is a joining of our apparatus so that we can grow and glow together. He said, so understand that this is a community of light and that it extends and extends and extends. He says, rely on it. Rely on it. Okay, so please sit straight, palms together. And inhale. Sing this to each other. May the loving sunshine upon you. All the loves around you. And the pure light within you. Guide your way. To this beautiful coziness that we all share, that we have all joined. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again next week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love you all. Love you all. Sat Nam.